Isn't this a podcast?
Welcome to another exciting episode of Channel Chatter Live, where we take a deeper dive into recent news and events impacting channel sales, marketing, and operations. I'm your host, Lisa Hyatt, and today I'm welcoming Zift's own Chief Technology Officer, Lionel Farr, to the show. Thanks for popping in, Lionel.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We invited you in today, really, just to talk a little bit more about some of the stuff that came out in the recent Forrester TCMA wave. I know that Zift, you know, grabbed top scores in a couple of key tech categories, strategy being one across the board, UI, UX, integration, innovation. I wanted just really to get your perspective on why you believe Zift keeps grabbing these high scores in categories that are really key to through channel marketing automation, partner relationship management. What's your take?
So I've got a theory on this. I believe that the reason why we do well is because we have a lot of passionate, driven people that care.
Yeah.
So, I've always said that if you have like a small team of engineers, like, you know, 8 to 10, they can outproduce 40.
Yeah.
Right. And if you expand that a little bit and you look at like a product team, you look at support team, you look at, everybody that helps make the product great, and they become really passionate about it, then you start to see that passion through product quality. The UI, UX has gotten a lot of overhaul mm-hmm. over the last couple of years, and we've got a lot of people that are really passionate about driving down the number of clicks it takes to do any one thing. Integration and innovation, we've seen customers and a lot of our partners that require or want integrations, and we see their pain. And so, addressing those integration, helps improve their partner experience, their user experience. On the innovation side, we've got a lot of creative people, a lot of great ideas. I have a phrase among the teams that there are no sacred cows. There's nothing that's off mm-hmm. off limits, and they all speak their mind and they vote it up. And it's amazing when you get a lot of people together and they believe in something, especially about a new idea, and that passion rings through. You know, it can convince others and make you believe. I think that's a big part of it. There's certainly, talking to our customers and the market, that gives us feedback all the time, and that really helps. But when you're trying to break into something new to do something completely different, a lot of times you're not going to get that from the market. That takes a lot of natural instinct and passion. And you see that off the teams here at Zift.
From a CTO perspective, when you look at analyst reports, what should a CTO be looking for in an analyst report or in evaluating, channel technology?
That's a really good question. I certainly want to look for a good foundation to build off of.
Mm-hmm.
When I look at products out there, I actually look at how they're built, how they're engineering their path forward. Did they have an aggressive roadmap? Did they think outside the box? I mean, those are things that I think are kind of signs of a product and a team that's really innovating and that's going to push the envelope, maybe define new paradigms in the community. So I think for me, that those are really big signs. I think too often people don't ask, right? They don't ask how's it built? What are you guys doing under the covers there that makes it so great? And I think it's a really important question. I mean, if you think about buying a house, right, you get an inspection done and you check the bones of the house, even though you love the house, right? But if the bones aren't right, then you know that you can't buy the house or you shouldn't buy the house. I think that really should be translated to the digital marketplace a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people that are like, this is really pretty. We absolutely need this. And that, CTO perspective is that, hey, yeah, we're going to come in and really look at what's going on here. And I like that Zift is always so willing to, to do a demo, to open itself,
sure,
to say, hey, yeah, pop the hood, take a look. It's all there. Anything that suppliers can use right now to extend their use of Zift? I've heard a little bit about DevZone, a developer portal.
So we have a developer center out there that it's a great place to extend the product, to do things that are slightly creative, or very creative. You know, you can do your own page management system. You can integrate, document asset management systems. You can push LMS results and training courses into the product in and out. So it's a great way to kind of help tie some pieces together if you need.
Nice. Okay. That's very cool. You know, you mentioned that your team works really tightly together and that even a few guys and gals can do a whole lot. How is your team responding to working remotely to really support and keep Zip One moving forward?
You know, they're doing great. Generally speaking, engineers like to have the lights off and they like to listen to music. You know, we're heavy users of Slack. You know, the teams are still doing their standups. You know, everything is pretty much the same. There hasn't been any drop in productivity. In fact, what you've seen is, individuals coming online a little bit sooner because there's no commute, right? They get online when they're ready to work and just moving on. I haven't really seen an impact. In fact, I feel like, because we're a little bit removed, people are reaching out a little bit more. There's a lot more communications, phone calls that are happening, things like that. So
nice. So what have you been doing? We talked about your teams. What have you been doing to sort of keep yourself sane and calm and productive?
What I really love to do is I'm an engineer at heart. I mean, so, I've been helping the teams out where I can. I still commit code, believe it or not.
Wow.
I try to pretty often. I'm pretty passionate about DevOps. So, I'm about to drop something on the DevOps team that I don't know if they're excited or nervous about. I think they're a little bit of both. Yeah.
That's exciting. How about on the personal side? I know that you are home.
Yeah.
I know you got kiddos.
Yeah, for sure.
You getting out of the house? Are you hunkering down? What do you got?
Yeah, no. I love to play soccer. So that's been a little bit hard. So I personally can't play right now because, I guess it's against the law for us all to play. but I've been playing a lot with the boys. I have three kids. I have a daughter, 12, and two boys, 10 and 8. So we've been, every night we've been hitting the volleyball with my daughter and playing soccer with the boys. The boys have to juggle a certain amount of times before they can get any freedom.
Food?
No, they get food, but but we've been doing a lot of bike rides. I mean, the weather's been, honestly, it's been fairly perfect. It's between like 65 and 75 every day. Yeah, it's beautiful.
You missing your ping pong table meetings?
Yeah.
Lionel is a killer ping pong player.
Yeah. I like to play ping pong. It's that's actually a pretty funny story. So my grandfather used to pick me up from school and I would play my grandfather in ping pong. He played in the army and he used to beat me left-handed.
Like Forrest Gump.
Sort of. I mean, and he used to play me left-handed and he would beat me left-handed until he couldn't. And that was, it was a long time.
Wow.
It was a long time. And then he played me right-handed and then it got to the point where I got pretty good and I could compete. I couldn't beat him all the time, but I could compete. And I really didn't know how good I was until I was on my honeymoon with my wife, and I heard this like in this little hut, like off the beach, they were playing ping pong, and I walked up and I was like, "Hey, could I get a game?"
On your honeymoon,
I know. So I started playing these guys on my honeymoon, and the random people at the resort, and it got to the point where like towards the week, like I would be sitting there with a piece of a paper reading it. And they would come over and they'd bring a drink to my wife. And then they would say, "Excuse me, Mr. Farr, would you be interested in a game of ping pong?" And I would be like, "Sure." And I'd put down the paper and I'd go play. But it turns out I'm not bad. I've beaten all my friends left-handed, just like my grandfather.
You guys are good. They do a lot of, when we were in the office, there were a lot of meetings the ping pong table, negotiations or fights over the roadmap. Who knew what was really going on, but it was serious.
Who gets to build what, right?
Right. So Lionel, this is your first appearance on Channel Chatter Live.
Yeah.
This is a new thing for us podcasts. Are you an avid podcast listener?
So I've got a lot of good ones. I'll tell you, on the technical side, the one I like the most mm-hmm. right now is probably Darknet Diaries.
Ooh.
It's like hacker oriented. It talks about, kind of events that have happened recently or in the past, and you kind of get the breakdown of how and why it happened. It's usually dark and mysterious, so it's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting storyteller.
Neat.
If you the Software Engineering Daily has got some good ones. It talks about, like scaling up massive infrastructures or like the latest and greatest technology stuff out there.
Super exciting.
Yeah, that's probably for the techies out there.
Give me something on the fun side.
Yeah, Crime Junkie is really good. I like Crime Junkie or Supernatural with Ashley Flowers, which is the same person cool. from Crime Junkie. And then Revisionist History is pretty
That's
good.
That's a great one. Yeah, that is fantastic.
So I'm a big fan of listening to podcasts when I run. So I can go through a good bit, you just kind of download them and then you play and go. So.
Go and go. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate your time, your insight, and I hope you'll come back.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me.
I also want to thank our listeners for checking back in with Channel Chatter Live. You guys can grab a free copy of the complete 2020 Forrester TCMA Wave at ziffsolutions.com. So I hope you'll check that out. In the meantime, stay safe and stay kind.